Don't be alive.
And this is probably going to be very racist.
Bonus.
It's the bonus episode, everybody.
That's the bonus.
Hello. Yes.
That's how I feel.
Now, do they have designated people that do the woo 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 in those contexts? Or like, no, I always
when they
about
record
that.
Sound for for audience applause, I think they do have resident. I think they have designated wooers. I do.
I don't know. They have the people. They're those.
I think those? There are a few people where they're like, "You're gonna woo, right?" Because they need to modulate the volume of them. You know.
Yeah, but it's like people are so excited to go to those tapings. If you've ever been to like a taping or something,
that's
like
true.
A bunch of people from like
just really
Midwest.
Waiting for Kelly-oke to start. You're just like gonna explode. You're so excited.
Yeah,
I remember the closest I've been. I haven't been to like a TV taping studio audience thing, but I did go to some Comedy Central half hour tapings, and they definitely did that thing where they're like, okay, laugh like someone just told a really funny joke, and it's like. Maybe the joke should have been funnier if you didn't get the shots you wanted, bitch. Like, why do we have to do this now?
Yeah, the one I went to probably went better. But it is funny when they need to do, like, a retake or something. Because it just, like, versus anything else, it fucks up the flow so much.
It was before the show even started. So it's like, it wasn't like the show went bad and they needed pickups. It was just, for B-roll, like, they try to get as much B-roll as they can. Because it was one of the ones where they were taping, like, 4 in a night or something. Like... It was just in a big theater. But yeah, it's just like, maybe the joke should be funny. Don't make this my job. Like, don't, you're going to get a shot of me laughing at something I don't think is funny and put it on TV. I don't sign off on this, you know?
I went to a Conan taping, which was super fun, and the inside the NBA guys were on it. So I got to see Shaq IRL. That was pretty cool. He was sitting down on a couch, but yeah.
Still. Probably looks very... Well, the thing is, like, he's with Conan, who's also very large, in a different, you know, different proportions, but, like, another very tall man.
But I went back into the, like, little kind of backstagey, like, green room area for a second, and, like, it was one of the things where it was, like, Shaq was sitting in one of the rooms, and I was like, oh, he's sitting in an armchair, and then I was like, oh, that's a love seat. That's, like, a couch. He's very large.
Shaq's armchair is a couch.
Yeah, pretty
much. It's like his bed. It's big and round and has a super
great weekend for big guys, by the way. You guys probably don't watch the draft, but I love watching big guys get emotional. Oh my goodness gracious, dude.
The show, Eli, did you see the video of Shaq going through the table at wrestling? It's pretty good.
No, but he's always like falling down. I've seen lots of
it's catastrophic when that guy falls down. He's so big.
It's like scary.
That's why he needs the icy hot patches or whatever that he does the ads for. He's just constantly
of his 1 billion. I did see something I think got cut out of the final of the episode where it was like all the, so it was Charles Barkley, who's like actually very funny, and he had started roasting Shaq for his endorsements, including Shaq soda, and said that Shaq was giving the entire country diabetes. I think they cut it out, but it was pretty good. Pretty good roast from Chuck Barkley. I mean, he's a big dude. He's
very large. He was surprisingly good at wrestling, in my opinion. I thought he did a good job. Did you see that one, Patty? It was not bad.
I briefly did. Yeah, I think I did see him go through the table. That was he's having fun.
He did some like moves too. I mean, like granted, they're the type of moves where like the guy taking the move is really doing most of the work and not the guy giving it. But it was still like, all right, Shaq. Like, okay.
I mean, that was his thing, right? It was like obviously he's massive, but he's also like more athletic than anyone has any right to be.
If with that proportion, I was pretty impressed by it. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was like it was again the circus more than it was like a real wrestling match. But I enjoyed it.
I learned that I didn't know this, but I learned a bit, like everyone else, watch a ton of YouTube videos and stuff. That Shaq actually like I believe he resulted in the NBA changing the rules because they were like the zone defense was illegal. You weren't allowed to play zone in NBA. You know, you can't have like three guys out front, two guys near the hoop and stay there. You were supposed to only have people that were like, you guard your guy. But then they were like, there is no man that can stop Shaq.
Shaq is simply too large to be guarded by one man. Yeah, we need to change the rules.
You don't want to be that dude. It's like, okay, and you are on Shaq. It's like, come on, dude.
You're on the juggernaut. Cool. Yeah.
And they also had to change the rules because they started just fouling him even when he didn't have the ball. Like, somebody else would have the ball and they'd just go up and like hit Shaq so that they have to make him take free throws, which
Shaq's just like,
cannot shoot free throws at all. So
It's like when the Jets shoot at Godzilla or whatever. He's like, ah, come on. It's
like not actually
doing anything. It's kind of annoying.
Cut it out, man.
I didn't.
And then I hate that part in the Godzilla movie is when Godzilla has to shoot free throws and he's really bad at it.
Godzilla's
because the Jets foul him
over and over. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, that sucks.
Good stuff, though. His voice is so crazy, too. Shaq's like voice sounds like it's coming from a cave all the time. He's like,
The inside of his body is a cave. His diaphragm is as large as a cave. Yeah. Have you been to like one of those like cave attractions where there's like, ooh, the lemon squeeze, and it's like a really tiny little cave
Caverns,
that you
like
shimmer
like
through? Yeah, like I feel like there's regional caves all over this great land. Another place we went on field trips as a kid.
That's where the Kentucky goblins live. Little guys.
But anyway, that's what Shaq's body cavity is like. You could shimmy through there, which is why his voice sounds like that.
There's an old Ren and Stimpy where I believe they had like the big just like goofy guy, like a man that like was in the episode sometimes. So he worked for Ren and he like climbed inside Stimpy to see why Stimpy's hairball gland wasn't working.
Yeah.
And so he's walking around like he's in a huge cave and then they zoom out and it's the guy is obviously bigger than Stimpy and he's like the way a man looks inside a boa constrictor or inside a python. Yeah. You know,
that's what I was going to say. I was like, they wouldn't even have to shrink the submarine if it was Shaq. You just, Osmosis Jones could just be regular Chris Rock getting in there. And
when he did that like wrestling cameo, like the promo about him. So he teamed with this woman who was debuting and she's like a big like muscle lady. And she was like, I have a giant on my team. And in my opinion, that means that in the canon of All Elite Professional Wrestling, Shaq is a literal giant of myth. Like he is not a big man. He is a canonical giant in that fiction. And
do you know the measurables on like the Big Show? Isn't that like the biggest dude? I mean, I guess there's Andre the Giant, so there are two canonical giants, right?
Yeah. I mean, like Andre the Giant, I guess, is a canonical giant. I do not think the Big Show is like a creature, like in the world of wrestling. There are like a few. I feel like there are a small handful of people who are creatures, but usually they're like an animal kind of. Like, there's a really big guy called Luchasaurus who wears like a dinosaur mask, and like he's sort of cheekily jokingly like a dinosaur in the mythos, but Shaq is bigger than him, I think.
Yeah, I'm seeing how big Shaq is compared to Andre the Giant. So
Andre the Giant was billed at 7'4". I don't think he was quite that big in real life.
And then so
yeah, they throw 500 pounds. Yeah, they throw 500 pounds around a lot, but I don't know if that's accurate.
About Andre or about Shaq?
About Andre. And they were for a while Big Show.
That's not. Big Show is not 500 pounds, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. No. Big Show is billed at 7 feet, 383 pounds.
Okay. So then he's heavier than Shaq. Shaq is 7'1", 325 pounds.
Mm-hmm. I would say Shaq is in better shape than Big Show.
Yeah,
like, Big Show is not more muscly. He's just a little bit fatter.
That's good weight. That's
Big Show leaned out a lot recently. He was off for a while and he got
That's true,
shape.
Yeah.
But I think also I think Andre the Giant was bigger than Big Show, and also like I think Big Show had the surgery in his teens to deal with like the hormonal stuff, and I don't think Andre ever got that because he was like grew up on a farm in France or whatever. Yeah. So
that is correct based on that documentary I watched.
I think Shaq probably is like the biggest combination of size and like I don't think he has quite as many health problems. He just is massive.
Yeah,
but he doesn't like Shaq doesn't have acromegaly. I don't think like. Big Show and Andre the Giant have like had like disorders. I think Shaq is just like an extremely large, naturally occurring, non-disordered man.
Shaq's just like the biggest you can get.
I think he's like happening. Kind of the biggest you can get without it being like a documented medical problem
for now.
Yeah.
For
that's
now.
The thing. We're, it's like Usain Bolt. Like this, his speed would not have been seen as possible, you know, however many years right. ago. Well, we're the human race is just, you know, because everyone was really short in the old days, and now it's like, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
The big man. Also, you're the big man, I think.
Well, the NBA is crazy right. just because you forget how big everyone is. We're like, there's so it's like the guy that you think is small in the NBA. Like, I was thinking about Russell Westbrook, and so I was like, he's really short, isn't he? And they're like, I mean, he's 6'4". Like, yeah. In the NBA, he's short. He's still, like, the fact that Russell Westbrook is my height is crazy to me. I mean,
I think about this a lot with wrestling, too, because, like, there's, like, in Japan, like, the wrestlers tend to be a lot smaller of stature. And, like, part of it is that Japanese people tend to be, like, shorter. But also, it's just, like, even there, like, wrestlers of other races and nationalities, like, you can be a little bit smaller. And it's, like, it's because it's all comparative. Like,
yeah.
The one of the like big guys in like the big Japanese wrestling promotion is like 6'3", and he looks really big because they're all short. Like you don't need to have a guy who's 7'4" and can't move if everybody is like 5'10". Like you just need a guy who's 6'5", and then it'll be like, wow, that guy's humongous. You know?
Yeah.
I do love the spectacle of just like a giant fucking guy though, like wrecking yeah. shop. That's it is scary. It is yeah. fun.
Like the the best is when they're big. But they don't move in like a scary big way, so everyone has to just kind of be like, "Oh,
yeah." Like, it kind of like, that's what I mean. Like, it's amazing when like big guys like there's this guy Lance Archer who's like 6'8" and he can do like backflips and he's very like agile, and that's cool. But I kind of like when they just lumber around,
right?
Like, that's like fun in another way.
Yeah, it's not just threatening, too. It's like you think he can get away, you know. It's scary is like because obviously the draft just happens, so they're like, you know, this guy's like, well, he's 310 pounds, he's fucking like 6'10" or whatever, and oh, he can also run 40 yards in 5 seconds. I was like, that's right. You're designed to like kill enemies of the king, like right. You're so like the, scary right. dude,
like compared to like fuck? Yeah, like the great Khali, who's like a big guy, like he's over 7 foot, he's a WWE Hall of Famer, and he's
another acromegaly sufferer.
He's from India. And he was like really slow, like he could not really run or anything. Right. And his big thing would like be like taking his hand and bringing it down on your chest, and like the guys would act like they were like shot with a shotgun when he hit right. him. But it's like
probably feels like that, dude. Have you ever gotten like really like slammed?
But it like doesn't look fast because you know what yeah. I mean. You know what I mean?
Right. Like you like, could get away from that.
Stop someone's heart, dude.
And it's
like
fun, and it's like all part of the. It's all part of the thing, obviously.
Yeah.
But it is just like there's a little bit of silliness to it, where it's like, oh no, look out. Whereas like, yeah, Shaq has like biceps when he like does like this and could like, you know, potentially. Yeah, I don't know. It's like how Pacific Rim they were saying is not possible because they things that big can't move that fast. Like that's like a big physics critique of Pacific Rim.
I don't
like
know, man. Watch people. The NFL draft. I don't think that's true. Very large things can move very it's fast. It's that's very scary.
I feel like they do that. You know, they have like regular people like catch a pass or like try to tackle. But I want to see like regular guys like just try to get around a top tier offensive lineman like. It would just be Looney Tunes. It would just be like spinning arms and like.
That would be very funny yeah. to watch. Just a just guy
being, come on.
Trying to block normal sized people of average athleticism. If that were a game show, I would watch it.
Yeah.
Just like can you get like, around okay, this guy?
You got your normal offensive line, just a good NFL offensive line. You get your five guys or whatever. And then you get like 12 people that can try to get to the quarterback. And they're just like one handing everybody. Dude.
That would be delightful.
I mean, this was that show. It was on, I think, Spike, which feels like it's like the most Spike show imaginable. It was called Pros versus Joes in like the early 2000s. And it was like, you know, Michael Irvin or whoever would like be like asleep until the second the camera started rolling and then would just completely destroy somebody. And so, you know,
yeah, that's the vibe of some of these people. It's like literal slumbering giant. Like, don't wake him, you know.
Just like, oh, I don't know, man. I've been preparing for this. I don't think Michael Irvin's ready. He's been out of the game for a while, too. And just like, no chance. Just like, not even. It's like, oh, crap. Okay. Like, they should have a dude try to play tennis against Serena Williams and just put that to rest, like, once and for all. You know what I mean? Just like, pick some asshole who's like, I could totally do this. And I think I could return one of her serves and just be like, well, okay. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, I think that would be primetime television. I would love that. They can replace the fucking game show that John Cena hosts that a guy died on, that they've renewed anyway, even though somebody literally died on it.
Is that Wipeout? Somebody died in that?
Yeah, somebody died on Wipeout when they were filming it. Apparently he had a heart attack and like...
Oh no!
Yeah,
because like, a cartoon hand popped out. Oh no!
He was like already dead when he hit the bouncy ball thing, and then he like he just fell off and splashed into the water.
Apparently, yeah. Like the determination was that the Wipeout did not directly kill him, so like they were like, "Well, we're gonna keep filming the show that killed a man." So, yeah. Like it's extremely grim to me every time I see ads for that. And I'm like, oh, it's Nicole Byer and John Cena. Like, great. I love them. Wonderful. And then it's like that they killed someone. John Cena and Nicole Byer had to watch somebody die. Oh, on that show.
Just like every episode they have like an in memoriam.
Oh no.
Or just the executives and the Wipeout fans like acting like conservatives talking about how that cop like died of natural causes in the Capitol and not
exactly
because he had the most stressful day imaginable the day before and got sprayed with some kind of chemical. Those things are not related. It was natural causes.
He just had a shitty heart. Surely this incredibly stressful experience had nothing to do with his shitty heart. But yeah, I guess like this the Wipeout thing does seem like it was kind of a freak thing because he had a medical screening. Like, they don't just put people on that. They do try to make sure you're okay. But, like, yeah.
You sure, man? Yeah, I'm good. It's like, that's it?
Yeah. There's more to it than that.
Hey, man, you're clutching your chest. Maybe we don't do this. Oh, we gotta... They didn't... Well, they did die. We should probably...
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That Shelby said somebody died in the Impractical Jokers cruise. Also sad. But you have to wonder how long they thought it was a joke for or something.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Man, I remember one time, I have a very vivid memory of this, and I guess now that I'm thinking about what it was, it explains why. I was at summer camp one time, and I was a little kid. I was probably like 8. And I was getting into the lake with like a camp counselor. Like she was coming with me. And she passed out face down in the water, and I thought it was a joke for more seconds than probably would be appropriate. I thought she was just fucking. She was fine. I think she had epilepsy or something, and she just like had a seizure, and you know, like
she just had a seizure and needed deep
like,
water.
Like the people around her who were not 8 years old knew this, so it was like it was fine. But like, yeah, I definitely thought she was fucking around, and she was not. She was passed out face down in water and could have died. So good times.
It's like I've probably told that story before when I was doing a magic trick for my cousin who was babysitting me where I pretended to eat a quarter and then I was like, I ate the quarter. And she was like, ha ha ha, good joke. And I was like, no, I ate it. And she called 911.
It's like, so
what? Did you eat the quarter by accident? Or were you like, this is the trick?
No, I was going to, it was supposed to be like the French drop, you know, or whatever. And like,
what is that?
It's like it's what you use to pretend that you passed a quarter when you didn't. And I was going to pretend to eat it and then pull it out of my butt. And then I just accidentally dropped it when it was in my mouth and I panicked and swallowed it.
He was just doing the thing where you turn your head to the side and just go, oh.
Yeah.
But then it actually went in. Somehow.
I was pretending to be on an escalator, but then I descended into hell.
Exactly.
Did
they get the quarter out? Or were they just like, good luck?
I mean, they didn't get the quarter out.
He did.
Yeah, I did it.
Eventually.
That's what they do. 911 was just like, did you choke on it? And I was like, no. I mean, obviously
like,
not. And they're like,
good luck.
Well, you know, keep an eye out. It's probably fine.
Don't go in any MRI machines for a while.
Maybe get one of those mashed potato utensils to check for it later.
No.
This is the one case where IBS comes in quite handy.
Oh, yeah. It'll be out of there in no time. Yeah, and this is like...
You'll hear it hitting the bowl.
Expelled with such velocity.
Yeah. Also, because I was curious, I just looked it up. It's like, these sort of dudes. So this is offensive tackle. It's good. So he's 314 pounds. He's like 6'6", 6'7". And he jumped 30 inches straight up.
What's his name?
Sam Cosme. He's like a newer guy. Just like, dude... If this was old times, you would be like chained up. Like the village would be terrified of you. They would be like,
You would be a fearsome knight.
Yeah,
you would
be like a golem. You'd be like, if ever an enemy of the people came by, they'd like trot you out.
He'd be the mountain.
Yeah.
In Game of Thrones. That would be his job.
Yeah. 314 pounds, you jump 2.5 feet in the air. Oh, that's terrifying. I'm so scared.
You would just be the beginning of Van Helsing, the black and white part, where they chase you up a windmill and then burn the windmill down.
That's what it is.
This guy would be spending a lot of time in windmills in the old days.
Yeah. A lot of torches. There would be torches lit. The NFL combine in like Transylvania, just torches. They're just like, million vampires.
Every NFL draft pick is in their own separate tower. They're like, we go live to the tower.
Yeah. The beast performs the drills.
Yeah, the beast from Florida State University.
Yeah. Oh, here come the cops.
The tower's in Tallahassee.
The PC police don't like us talking about chaining people up in
the
towers.
Beast.
You can never have a beast.
This is what Glenn
nowadays.
Danzig was afraid of. He's like, you're talking about mythical beasts and the cancel culture PC police come.
That also reminded me. That I think that's probably our next shirt is the Beast of Krakow with the croissant.
With the croissant on it?
I survived
that's
the
good...
Beast of Krakow. we can hear this little... Oh, there's a little like...
Yeah.
This is like D&D background music 8 hours. Like,
we're about to get
music,
the quest.
This is playing in the tavern, and then it comes to an abrupt stop when the beast comes in demanding ale, and everyone gets all like freaked out and scared.
They have to give him the whole barrel. That's the obvious thing. You know? Like, I think the closest that's ever come to happening is there's a video of the left tackle from the Packers. He's like at a hockey game and they do the camera. They're like, look, it's the offensive tackle from the Packers. And he has a big beer and he just drinks
Beautiful.
The whole beer in one
Love
sip.
It.
And that's truly like the beast in the tavern sort of like drinking a barrel. Like,
he's here for his entertainments. Yeah. Like on the,
It's like, more. I feel nothing. Like,
that's Andre the Giant stuff, drinking like the pony keg of of beers.
Andre the Giant famously drank like 150 beers a day or something.
Who was
like
the skinny guy that did it?
Well, Wade Boggs.
An alcoholic baseball player that drank like 36 beers on a flight.
I think more than that, but yeah, he drank a lot. He was put him down.
They put him down?
No, he was
they
put him
down. They killed Wade Boggs?
Yeah, they took him out. He also used to eat fried chicken, and they called him the Chicken Man, and they blew him up in Philly last
night.
It's
true, and his house, too. Speaking of cool music, can we listen to the Family Guy song?
Excited. I can't believe you guys have never heard this, as online as you are. I re-listened to it during our break.
I'm aware of the genre. Like, you know, like the 20 impressions in a minute or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
but
you're
not.
Being aware of the genre is not, this is the, that's like being like, I know what rock and roll is, but you've never heard like November
But like,
Rain. Like
if
it's
I, why, if I knew what this was like, unless someone sent me this link blind, there would be absolutely no way I would click on it and watch this video. So like, no matter how popular it was,
it's got 12 million views.
Yeah, like that's not that many to that it's rock and roll.
I think it's a magnum opus of the cringe category.
All right, I'm ready for it.
I just want to make sure we're clear here. Wade Boggs apparently once told someone he drank 107 beers in a day.
Cool,
that's
man.
That's such a like little kid lie, but like about beers.
107, and he's a professional athlete who was like not like a big slugger guy. He played like he was an infielder. Like that's insane.
Do we want to be ready with the pause button? Are you guys going to reflect on different sections of this?
Sure. Why don't we go like a voice at a time? Does that sound like the right way to
let's
do it?
Yeah, stop it after the verses. That's good.
Eli's so excited.
Question? How are you going to hate from outside at a club? You can't even get in. Yellow model chick. Yellow bottle shipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow chap mission. Yeah, that chick looks like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years in 2 days. Lois loves me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacks it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And I'm suicide doors, Ari Kari.
Look at me now. Look at me now.
That's the guy.
He's doing the creepy neighbor.
Look at me now. Look at me now.
Pause.
That's right.
Wait, no. You have to hear just the very next few words from the pervert guy, and then we should stop
guy?
Again.
Okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
I'm fresher than a popsicle.
All right,
okay,
there you go.
Okay, stop.
Yeah, because I couldn't remember if the pervert guy was in it, and I know Patty had requested that he be included, and I was like, oh, actually he is.
Why are He's the crazy? Hook. Yeah. He's the hook of the song. Wow. Yeah. That's okay.
For a feature.
If the only voice happening was Peter Griffin, I would be like, this isn't very good. You know, like, it's not a great Peter Griffin. But the fact that it's all of them makes me like, okay, that's not bad if you're going to do all of them.
It's,
you know,
the impressions and the rapping are both better than you would think, but that that helps not at all. That doesn't
does not make it better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he changed some of the words, but not all of them.
Oh, he didn't say Lois loves me in the original.
He did say Lois loves me.
Lois loves
me. In the original
Chris
song.
Chris Brown doesn't say Lois loves me in the
Yeah, no. Unfortunately not. Should we do like a bile level after each verse, like how high
I did
the bile
take a,
is?
I did take a screenshot of Patty's face during that to post.
It hurt a little.
Here's a bonus teaser. Also, you guys can't see the video, but you should know that this guy has like
costumes.
The most gelled hair. He looks kind of like Seth MacFarlane.
I looked him up. I needed to know what I was dealing with here.
It would be funny if it just was Seth MacFarlane, and it's like, why did you? This is just promo for Family Guy.
Yeah,
are we watching this?
Just do. Why isn't he doing them singing show tunes or whatever he likes to do now?
Yeah, it's like not even that far out of
or Sinatra.
He's like Lady Gaga. He does a collab album with Tony Bennett. He like goes through a weird phase. Mm-hmm.
But so bio level was rising, but I was delighted when the pervert guy showed up. So
it brought it back down a little bit.
Bio's back down.
Look
for
at me now.
getting papers.
I did like how he said like slicker than a popsicle or whatever. That was
fresher
funny.
Than a popsicle.
Fresher than a popsicle, and there was like a little whistle on popsicle, and that kind of did make me laugh a little bit. All right, I'm ready. Let's keep going.
The music for just 1 second, please. Oh, hey there, Cleveland. What's going on? What's the problem? Peter, this is probably the worst rap song that I have ever heard in my entire life.
Really? Okay. Well, I thought I was doing just great. Why don't you go ahead and tell me what I'm doing wrong?
You need to have more enthusiasm in your voice.
Okay. Look, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just go ahead and show me how it's done if you're so great?
Well, okay, Peter, if you absolutely insist. Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day.
Oh.
She didn't really wanna fight me. No. Just know that you were never flop me.
No.
You don't know I can be a little cocky.
No!
You were never gonna stop me. Every time I come, you know I gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow it, then I gotta shut it, and then the little thing that you be doing, but it doesn't even matter, cause I'm gonna da 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 da. Then I'm gonna murder anything and everything, bada boom, bada bing. Gotta do a lot of things to make it clearer to a couple people that I'm always winning, and I gotta get it again and again and again.
I'm out of breath.
Oh, you mind if I go really quick?
Oh, sure, Stop. Stevie, don't mind me.
You mind if I go? Oh, boy.
Like, I will say the Cleveland part, first of all, like, he's dropping in and out of Cleveland, but I can, because that is a difficult verse. Busta Rhymes is very good at rapping.
That is like genuinely impressive. Like
right.
It shouldn't exist.
Technically impressive for sure.
Yeah, like
it
if
is
you
hard
do all the
to
stats,
do that rap.
It's hard to do.
It's hard to do that rap. It's hard to do that rap in a voice. Like that is, what I'm saying is this guy is using his talent for evil. Is
yeah.
what's happening here?
Yeah. I will say I do genuinely enjoy the just wow like. Like the Cleveland ad libs, his like the Cleveland version of like the Waka Flocka, he's just like wah! Like those are very funny to me. All right.
So that's I would say that is less.
The bio
I am
has
less
lowered.
Secondhand embarrassed. Yeah, my bio level is a little bit lower, but then as soon as I heard Stevie, it shot right back up.
Stevie.
Or Stewie, whatever.
Stevie.
I don't watch fucking Family Guy.
Stevie
I've seen like
Griffin.
Three episodes. Whatever his name is. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, Cleveland's also
now
like,
you are now the butt of this entire segment now for saying Stevie MF Griffin.
Stevie Griffin. Fucking no.
It's such not a thing you need to know at all. But yeah, like, Cleveland's also like, Pat is not
Pat is losing Stevie it. Griffin. Stevie.
Oh, is that, I like that shirt. Is that Stevie Griffin? It's like, what the fuck? What did you say to me? Just
like, Cleveland's also like not as ridiculous of a voice as some of the other ones, I guess.
Yeah, Stewie would be impossible to do fast because you wouldn't be able to accent that fast. Okay, well, I guess we'll
probably
see.
Well, that's the thing too, is like the Peter Griffin voice I just find annoying.
Yeah.
But like the Cleveland voice is kind of funny on its own. Like it is a funny voice.
He also did a good performance. The Peter Griffin voice too, like, I mean, and again, I can't do any impressions, so I'm not gonna really, it's not a real, you know, criticism coming from a place of anyone justified doing it, but he dips out of it kind of weirdly sometimes, and it's almost like
it's not quite right.
And part of it is, I think he did this all in one take. I don't know for sure, but if it's just the camera on him doing this, I understand why he didn't like go back and like do this. Like, well, you went a little flat there with the voice. You got
it's multi-tracked, so I don't think he did this all in one take.
No, he does it all in one take. That's an impressive thing. Is him switching back? And
it's just him. It's just him in front of a mic.
But there's parts where there's two voices happening at once. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, I think he added that.
The ad libs
like,
and
ad-libs,
stuff are recorded.
But the video is of him.
Another thing that raised my bile was the completely pointless sketch in the middle of the song.
Oh yeah,
no, yes. Thank you to that.
Don't
well,
that.
If it just went straight from Peter to Cleveland, it wouldn't make any sense. Like, it's
also a nice homage to rap skits in general,
rap skits are great. All right,
Some
of them. Method Man.
The ones on the carnival were I used to enjoy.
I like the Wu-Tang ones.
Yeah, I like whenever someone includes a voicemail from their like brokest uncle. Like, that's really good.
That is good.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, so you're big time now, but can you lend me like $4,000? And they just put it on there. That's good. All right. I almost wish we could rewind just so we could hear more Stewie, but let's do this.
Is there not more Stewie in this?
There's more Stewie, but I just love that. Like
mind if
that's
I,
like mind if I when Stevie jumps in.
When Stevie gets on there.
Stevie here. Stevie Griffin.
All right.
I'm proud
damn you, Lisa.
To not remember the fucking names of
you
the people
damn
on
it,
Family
Lisa?
Guy.
Lisa.
All right.
I'm out of breath.
Oh, well, you mind if I go really quick?
Oh, sure, Stewie. Go right ahead. That's fine.
Okay, here we go. Man, fuck these bitch-ass dudes, hey, how y'all doing? I'm Lil Stewie, I'm a nuisance, I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges, I don't eat sushi, I'm the shit, no, I'm pollution, no substitution. Got a car that plays in movies in my jacuzzi, pussy juicy. I never give a fuck about a hater, money on the radar, dress like a skater, got a big house, came with an elevator, y'all ain't eat it, fuck it to the waiter. Molly said shoot, and I'm like, okay, if you only bullshit, then I'm like, ole, I don't care what you say, so don't even speak, your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil, that's word of my flag red, I'm out of my head, bitch, I'm out of my mind, from the bottom my climb, you ain't hotter than mine, nope, not of my time, and I'm not even trying.
What's poppin', slime?
Nothing, five, and if they trip and fling them, five, I got no time to suck and shy. Y'all are sweet as pumpkin pies, rock and stride on a private flight, do some and tie some tight and light. Pocket's nice and my diamonds right, and my mama's nice and my daddy's dead. You fuck is scared, cause I'm too wild, been here for a while, I was like, trial, I push it down, I'm so young money, if you got eyes, look at me now, bitch!
Look
bitch.
At me now.
Okay,
look
pies.
At me now. Oh.
So we got a 2-for-1 there, which is good, because the Stewie thing is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I hated that.
I really did not like this. I hated the Stewie a lot.
Who's it juicy?
Really, I was like, man, Shelby, please cut Eli saying that as Stewie.
Who's it juicy?
Also,
horrible, a physical reaction to that, like, just so bad, so
it
upsetting.
It was activating my fight or flight response.
It was.
I got a really massive injection of cortisol too. Into my.
My adrenaline was up. Like, hated that so much.
Yeah, both me and Kath looking very upset in the screenshot that Eli just sent. It's good.
Oh, did you send a screenshot? Yeah, nice.
I think we're through the worst of it, from what I remember.
Creepy neighbor is funny. Creepy, I do like the creepy neighbor.
I love how he can pepper in the whistle a lot, which is not easy, I feel like.
Yeah, though that's like genuinely pretty impressive.
And fast, because like when I like you know, in like 2007, like we would do like the hey there, Chris, you know, or whatever, 2004 or whatever it would have been. And yeah, like it takes a little extra to like get the whistle going in the impression. So the fact that he can do it that fast is pretty good.
Good breath control.
Again, using his powers for evil is what's happening here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the worst of it, because he's clearly going into, is it Joe as a cop? And that's just Patrick Warburton, which.
Yeah, that's just Putty.
You know, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Look at me now. Fresher than a mother. Oh.
Okay. What's that? What'd you say? I'm fresher than a popsicle.
Was that the end? Nope. Nope. Yes?
I think that is the end.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I just realized I was signed into my YouTube account when I was checking this out. Devastating.
Recommended videos, bitch.
Enjoy.
Enjoy epic rap battles of history, motherfucker.
Not, yeah, or just Nazi shit.
I'm very glad that I got an hour. When I signed out, I got the thing I have here is In Conversation with Armand Asante, hour and 6 minutes. So I'll be checking that out later personally. But
who's that?
He played Odysseus in the miniseries. He's just an Italian actor.
Check it out. Sounds great.
He was in Two for the Money. He played a mob boss with that's a movie with McConaughey and Al Pacino when they do they become gambling gurus or whatever, and he pisses on McConaughey in the park. That's the big thing I remember. Yeah. So anyway, Armand Asante.
What would you guys rate that out of 10?
Based on what standard?
All
like,
media.
What's a 10? All media? I'd say about an 8. You know, 7.5, 8.
Just replacing Citizen Kane in the canon.
Throw that back to 2004 when you'd like rip the MP3 of that off YouTube and put it on your fucking Rio MP3 player to play to a friend during lunch.
At a party. What?
Hey, man, stop the music. Can I get the aux real quick?
Yeah.
Imagine asking for the aux and putting that on. That's up there with the Darren Aronofsky WPF.
Yeah, you're gonna. That's going to happen. I see that in our future now. Is that you're gonna make a poor underpaid Lyft driver listen to this, and we're all going to a bar at some point.
Okay, so when was this? Was this okay? 8 years ago, it says on this thing.
Yeah,
so
2012. I think it may have been re-uploaded, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It might have predated YouTube. No, because people still do fucking Family Voices now. So
that's the thing. I can't, you know, technically, it's impressive. Like impressions are not easy, and doing them in like that kind of situation is also not easy. But I really just can't divorce it from the kind of person that would think that's the funniest thing they ever heard in their life, and that I can't. Like I'm not allowed to in my own mind to appreciate it anywhere near that amount.
So. Yeah, I mean. It's not great. I would say that of them all, Stewie has the most enduring presence in hip hop, just from big t-shirts and from like South Pole style, like, you know, Stewie in like a gangster outfit. Like, I think those shirts still float around. But
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever have seen that, but I believe you.
Oh, do we need to find
out? Have they done an episode because Joe's a cop, right? So I'm sure they have some great takes on that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they have a lot. I'm sure they have a lot to say.
Defund the police, Lois.
Very interesting.
Then they changed the voice of Cleveland, right? Wasn't that because it was McFarlane, I think, doing it, or somebody else? And now it's actually a black guy that does that.
Oh, it was a white guy before.
Yeah,
it's probably Seth MacFarlane, right?
Well, I think it was. Yeah.
I'm throwing
Eli,
some
what did you just send us? A Stewie shirt?
Yeah, Stewie shirt's in chat.
Ooh, that's not bad.
He's got his ray gun. Shirt.
It says, "Who do I trust? Me." And then it's Stewie in like a Scarface outfit with stacks of money, ray gun, and a gold-plated bottle and pacifier in front of him.
Did you say Scarface? That's a bad Earl. I apologize for that. But
From Grailed.
Oh yeah, vintage OOs.
I love this photo with the Crocs visible. This person didn't even bother to crop the picture.
Show Crocs, sweetie.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. So it's a picture of the Stewie Scarface shirt, which, again, if you read that fast, that looks like it says Stevie. I'm just going to put that out there.
That's where you learned it from.
Stevie Griffin.
But, yeah, they're like one third of their little croc clad feet are in the edge of the picture. It's very funny.
And if you are wondering, yes, Justin Bieber has an iced out Stewie Griffin chain.
Yeah, that
seems
tracks.
Like it seems like DaBaby might also have one.
DaBaby Stewie. Well, DaBaby, Stewie is DaBaby, so
DaBaby should get one of the baby DaBaby from Dinosaurs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm DaBaby Sinclair.
Yeah, DaBaby has Stewie with his little ray gun as a chain. Yeah. That's too bad. It's unfortunate.
That's too bad.
Now, Eli, is Family Guy considered anime, or what's the
no? Why would it be considered anime?
Because it's funny to ask you.
Yeah, it's like Gundam. No, I'm not going to talk about Gundam anymore.
That's a good position to take to get people mad. Is a Family Guy's anime?
Family Guy's anime. They probably outsourced the animation to East Asia, so wouldn't that make it an anime?
Everything made by Klasky Supo is anime, so Rugrats is anime.
Yeah.
Terrifying drawings in those shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess not
Real Monsters anime.
I will say...
Not the most appealing of character designs in those shows.
See, and then I'm looking at chains now, but like... Like Lil Yachty has a Bart Simpson chain, and it's like that's what you should do.
That's cool.
Bart Simpson is just the good Stewie Griffin, like
yeah,
you know.
Bart that's right.
Simpson chain. What's he doing? Is it just a Bart head?
It's Bart, but he has Lil Yachty is like trademark red braids.
His braids. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I like that. I'll allow it.
There's good chains out there. Like I mentioned, the Aku Aku one before.
I did. I loved the Furby ones in Uncut Gems. I thought those were great.
Oh, yeah, with the moving eyes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Yeah,
Bart's cool because Bart was actually, like, in the early 90s, Bart was, like, considered dangerous. Like, he was actually, like, you know, like, the president was mad at Bart Simpson.
That is so weird to think about. It's true. The president was pissed off at Bart.
And it's funny to imagine that in the world of Bart, where the president is mad at, like, one... kind of mischievous child in
a scamp. He's a scamp.
Yeah.
Well, in Australia, they obviously were mad at one mischievous child for his prank calls and refusal to apologize. But yes, the American president, of course. Yeah.
Just that all that destructive prank calling in the early 90s was a real epidemic in our society. Yeah. Eli's just looking at chains now. I can tell from his eyes. And
he's got chain eyes right now.
And speaking of T-Pain, got a great one. T-Pain just has a huge chain that says "Big Ass Chain" on it.
That's we were talking about this because we're going to talk about a T-Pain related story. But like we all think T-Pain is great. Yeah. Like he just seems like a great guy, funny, down to earth, good music, really talented. Yeah. But yeah, so this week he discovered that Instagram has two separate inboxes and that he'd been missing out on professional opportunities for literally years.
Which, to be fair, rapper or not, whatever, Instagram's inbox shit is fucked up and
it's fucked up.
Impenetrable. And then even when you look at the requests, it won't just be like, let you read them. It's like, immediately classify this. Is this a primary message? Is this like it's so fucked?
And they changed it again because now it has like the stupid link to Facebook Messenger or something. So now I don't even understand. I'm like afraid to do anything with it. It's like now people from Facebook can message you on Instagram, but like my Facebook and Instagram are not linked anymore. So I don't know if that's even true.
I fucking hate Facebook Messenger, and it drives me crazy because like. So many of my friends use it as like their primary communication. Like they don't do Twitter DMs, they do Facebook group DMs. And like my Facebook Messenger is awful. It like never works. It's constantly like glitching out on me. It wants me to download a new app like every 2 seconds. It's like update your Facebook Messenger app. I'm like, no, leave me alone. It drives me crazy. No one else has the problems that I have with it. And so I think my Facebook Messenger is being like monitored or something. It's like
no one else has the problems I have.
But like when I complain about it, everyone's like, I don't know, it works totally fine for me. And I'm like, mine is bugged or something. Yeah. Like something is going on.
I'm very excited because it seems like finally maybe booking requests are moving off of Facebook Messenger, which is the only reason I've ever had it for years.
Yeah, right. That's the reason I've kept it. Wait, where is it going if it's going off of Facebook Messenger?
I get them on Instagram now sometimes.
For me, it's just going nowhere. I just don't get them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I've started getting them on Instagram, which surprised me. I guess now I should probably open my Twitter DMs again, but I had closed Twitter DMs, you know, because I was getting a lot that I didn't like. So I get them on Instagram now.
Word? I mean, that's I have DMs open because, like, also, you know, if someone's going to book me and something, I might not be following them on Twitter, whatever.
Right. That's why I should open mine back up.
The same thing is, like, also, if you have any tweet that goes any level of viral, like, you just can't use them anymore. Like any messages during that period are lost forever because there's too many other people in there being like,
yeah,
you don't understand the economy or something, or yelling at me.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty impossible. So this is also an apology to anyone that's messaged me. Like,
yeah, for real. I'm very sorry. Like, I have so much of my shit filtered that, like, I don't. It very often someone will tag me in something and I just won't see it because I just have everything, like, I have protected myself. I've made my own echo chamber on Twitter and I miss a lot of stuff. But T-Pain released this TikTok of him. It's just a scroll through his other inbox and it's like from like Diplo and Viola Davis.
Davis is the huge one.
That's the funniest one. Because
you're also like, what are they going to work on?
They're going to collab?
Yeah. Viola Davis x T-Pain.
Yeah. But he's just like shaking his head sadly in the foreground while all these messages scroll behind him and he's like, fuck.
Which is also, this is a good way to do this, is like, because you can't. He has so many that there's not even a way to be like, sorry, I didn't check these folders.
Right.
It's like to everybody. There's so many. I'm going to try to do it without sound so it doesn't interrupt. But like, I'm looking for my favorites. There's also one from Barstool Sports. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off.
But
I would hope T-Pain wouldn't do. He probably would do that because
he might have just gotten tagged in a thing, though, too, because that shows up as a message, doesn't it? Like, technically.
Yeah. So he does. There are some that are like, a famous person was listening to T-Pain and tagged him, and so there's,
you can also see
too,
what looks like maybe some of the problem with Instagram and like how Twitter, like any musician gets a check no matter what, is there's a lot of people that I've never heard of being like, what's up, bro? And like, I guess it gets put in this folder because they have a check, but
yeah, like I think it like goes to the top or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Fergie mentioned him in a story.
Poor T-Pain. Didn't he like win the Masked Singer or something? Wasn't he on some show that he won? Yeah. He's a good singer.
He's very good. T-Pain is great. There was a really good, I don't remember who did a profile of him. I think it was either like The Times or GQ or something, because he became the scapegoat for Auto-Tune.
Right.
And they were like no one would work with him because he was like supposed to be like the dated thing. And he's like, I can fucking sing. Also, his Tiny Desk concert always was like a big.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon mentioned him in the story.
I do feel bad for him because it's like, no, this was like a stylistic choice of a genre and then people took it to mean I was like talentless or something. And it's like, no, this is because I'm an R&B producer. Like, yeah, it's a bummer.
Karl Anthony Towns mentioned him in a story.
I don't know who that is, but probably a basketball player, sportsman.
Yeah. And this there's so many bullshit ones in here, though. Even if he did know where these were, he'd still have to sort through a lot of, like... There's one guy that's just named, like, just a super regular guy that was like, yo! So, I'm surprised he put these out, because you'd think there'd be at least one that was like...
He probably, like, checked to make sure it wasn't going to show anything too bad in the background. Like, if there were some, you know, creepy ones or whatever. But yeah, I hope he and Viola Davis can collab or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I want that to happen. I want them to release a song together.
Yeah, but there's a message from a guy that just named Brian. It says, yo, what up, T-Pain? And he is the verified Brian, so.
Verified Brian.
Real Brian.
I just wanted to check in.
Sometimes you get roped into stuff. I had on Twitter, I get There was one GM I just noticed that I'm not participating in, but it's like the Council of Patricks, and they just like roped a bunch of people named Patrick all into some DM, and it's like, okay, cool.
There was a while where
harassment.
There was a while where I was getting constant DMs from Indonesian people, and I don't know why, and it was like, I can't remember what they said, but they all said like various Indonesian phrases that I would then Google translate, and it was like the same couple ones over and over again. And I don't know if they were like bots or whatever, but they were all speaking Indonesian to me. And I was like, I don't know why you think that I'm going to respond to this. Like, I don't know what about my internet present makes you think that I will know what you're saying. It was very weird. But anyway, it stopped a few years ago, so I don't know what happened with that.
I just get a lot from people that say like, hello, dear. How are you? A lot of that stuff.
I get a few of those. I would get added to like random like fandom like K-pop ones, like group chat sometimes. And it's like I like BTS, that's it. And not even like enough to be in a group chat about it. Like it's very weird. And also, you know, that death threats. Also that.
And that.
But, you know. Solidarity with T-Pain, the Instagram messaging sucks ass.
Blows.
So.
It's Man, so we just invent like a booking request platform. God. I guess that would just be email if people use it.
Just email. I don't know what people would use, but yeah, I usually look for whichever thing they are most active on if I'm booking something. So it's like if they're on Instagram a lot, I'll go there. If they're on Twitter a lot, I'll go there. But like probably not Facebook. I'm not doing Facebook.
Yeah.
Not into
it. Done with that.
Done. We're done with it.
Ship is sailed.
Speaking of things we're done with, should we end this episode?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Yeah. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.